While China is preparing for war with America, America has no plan for defense.
China's rapid buildup of a nuclear arsenal is alarming.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. China's military buildup is the largest and fastest military buildup since World War II.
Is war with China inevitable?
As much as America wants to avoid war with China, China is pushing hard toward war with us.
Our guest, Gordon Chang, is a renowned expert on U.S.-China relations. Gordon Chang worked in China for almost 2 decades.
Gordon Chang is the author of several books, including Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Gordon Chang, you wrote that Chinese leaders see America as an obstacle to their goal of world domination, and they want to destroy us.
But why would China want to destroy their best customer, America?
Good question, because we buy food, medicine, clothes, just about everything sold at Walmart from China.
The Communist Party believes it is in an existential struggle with the United States. And it believes that not because of anything that we say or do, but because of who we are. An insecure regime in Beijing believes it will never be safe for as long as the United States exists. And that means there's only going to be one survivor. It'll either be the People's Republic of China or the United States of America. Not both.
Well, doesn't it seem like it's going to be America? Everybody looks at it like, oh, well, we have the biggest military power, although I don't know that we do anymore. But also, they may have these grand ideas, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Sure. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea combined are weaker than the United States. But that doesn't mean that they would lose. Matter of fact, they could win for a lot of reasons. One of them is because they're attacking us and we're not defending ourselves. So this is not a guaranteed success for us. We have to understand what they're doing. We've got to start defending ourselves. And if we don't, we will lose this struggle. We will lose our country.
I think it's possible that Americans can underestimate China's power. They have 100,000 missiles. The Navy, I think, is even greater than America's, right?
Yeah, China's Navy has more ships than we do. And they're building ships at a very fast rate, much faster than we are. And they have some weapons we don't have, hypersonic missiles, which can actually sink our aircraft carriers. So yes, we've got to be extremely concerned. China's military is larger than ours, and it could very well be capable.
What I thought was very interesting in your book is you talked about regional conflicts and comparing it in a way to 1937 or 1939 pre-World War II. So do you want to explain that? Because that made a lot of sense to me.
We've got a war in Ukraine, of course, the war in the Middle East. This should remind us of the 1930s, because in the late 1930s, there were separate wars around the world, and they merged into what we now call World War II. And the question is, will today's conflicts merge as well? And the answer to that depends on China, because China at the moment looks like it is going to start a war in somewhere in East Asia or South Asia. And if it did, then that really does begin to look like a world aflame. The Iranians would not have been able to attack Israel were it not for China. China is fully supporting Iran. And you can say the same thing about Russia and Ukraine. Russia would not be able to sustain that fight without Beijing's material, propaganda, diplomatic, and weapons support. So this is a situation which does resemble, in many scary ways, the late 1930s. The Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, talks about war all the time. He's engaged in the fastest military buildup since the Second World War. He's firing military officers who are opposed to going to war, and he's mobilizing civilians for battle. And yet, we believe that we're a society at peace, because we don't understand what's going on.
In your book, you said the Communist Party's main enemy is America. But to get to America, Xi Jinping believes he must disrupt the world to disrupt the world so that he can get to America.
Yeah, I think that Xi Jinping has taken 2 pages out of his heroes, Mao Zedong's playbook. The first is to encircle the cities from the countryside. That's how Mao, who had inferior forces, was able to beat Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist government and drive Chiang Kai-shek off the mainland to Taiwan. The second is chaos. Mao Zedong believed that great chaos under heaven, he was referring to worldwide Chinese rule. So I think that Xi Jinping believes that the disruption of societies around the world, just intermediary steps to ruling all of humanity. We're seeing Mao Zedong's foreign policy and external aggression play out in real time, in our time. So this is a very dangerous situation. Xi Jinping, who is far weaker than us, is driving events in directions that Western leaders and leaders of other democracies are loath to admit.
You have to wonder if China has had any role in America's elections. Have they in some way changed the way that Americans elect their president?
Yes. 2020, China was clearly interfering in the presidential contest. They helped Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primaries. They helped Biden over Trump in the general election. We could see their false text messages, their disinformation that was clearly directed to hurting Trump. And we could see that they used TikTok to undermine the Trump campaign. TikTok has a curation algorithm that determines what our kids see and what they don't see, and they used it to promote Biden. TikTok has videos are overwhelmingly in favor of Harris and opposed to Trump. What we do see is China using fake all sorts of things to disrupt America, to divide our society so that we fight among each other.
That's right. And I'm thinking about that guy that stood in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square where he refuses to step aside, and the man holding the copy of America's Constitution. So the Chinese people themselves, they want freedom. They want the freedom America has. And so maybe the Chinese leadership is afraid of what America is going to do to the Chinese people.
When we look at the Chinese people, their beef is not with us, it's with their own government. A young Chinese man, late 20s, early 30s, looking into the camera saying, "I love my son so much, I will not allow him to be born in China." Now, as we see Chinese migrants coming across our southern border, some of them are desperate Chinese who want to live in a free society. So we can see our values do have impact on the Chinese.
Well, you bring up the point that these young Chinese military age men are coming across the open border. And I think that in your book, you said the first day of war, they could take down power lines, cell towers, poison in the water, reservoirs, start wildfires, and who knows what, but they could be seen as fighters for China.
Yes. If we go back 2 years, we were seeing primarily family groups come into the United States. Now, at least two-thirds, and at some border crossings, 85% of the Chinese migrants are single males of military age, traveling without family members, some of them pretending not to speak English, coming in here in packs of 5 to 15. We've seen an increase of Chinese nationals trying to intrude into our military bases. And that is obviously a preparation for an attack. They're testing our defenses, they're looking at our patterns, trying to discern vulnerabilities. And so, yes, we've got to be extremely concerned. And at the same time, there was that Chinese biological weapons facility that was discovered in Reedley, California. Inside, there were at least 20 pathogens, some of them deadly, almost 1,000 mice that had been genetically engineered to spread disease. We've been warned. We are not taking the precautions that are necessary, I believe, on the eve of the next global conflict.
Okay, I agree with you, and I was thinking about that lab, and they were testing all these 20 potentially infectious pathogens, including Ebola, and then all of a sudden it just triggered me when you were talking about these militants coming over the border. It's like we're the sleeping giant, because in Pearl Harbor, nobody suspected they would be bombed by the Japanese, and then I think a 9/11. Nobody is suspecting anything. So we act like, oh, this will never happen, and it's happening.
Yes. We're Americans, so we think we have a God-given right to ignore what our enemies say about us. Talk about 9/11. Osama bin Laden talked about killing Americans. We couldn't be bothered. We couldn't be bothered until one day Osama bin Laden killed 2,977 Americans. And then we woke up. But China's much more powerful than Osama bin Laden. So we can see this throughout history. Democracies fail to protect themselves until it's too late. So there's no mystery why World War II happened. Britain and France could have stopped the Third Reich in 1936 when Hitler remilitarized the Rhineland. But Britain and France chose not to confront Hitler until September 1st, 1939. When Hitler invaded Poland.
Well, you make some excellent points, Gordon, because China is preparing for war with America. America seems to be asleep, but you mentioned in your book China's rapid buildup of a nuclear arsenal. That's really a cause for concern because America doesn't have an iron dome like Israel to protect our nation. And with China's nuclear weapons, I guess 400 nukes, and this DF-41 has a maximum range of 9,300 miles, that puts all America within its range.
Yes, China is on a path of fast increase of its nuclear weapons arsenal. The estimates range from 1,500 in 2035 to 7,000. Clearly, China is rapidly increasing the size of its arsenal at the same time as its friends in North Korea are doing so. China has made threats to use its weapons preemptively. They probably will threaten to, before they attack Taiwan, for instance, threaten to destroy any country that comes to Taiwan's aid.
Well, they're not stopping at 400 plus nukes either. They want thousands of nukes.
Yes, they're going to get into the thousands.
Okay, the goal of China is to rule the entire world, and they also are in cahoots with Putin. The two of them are pretty dangerous together, and I'm just wondering, why hasn't Russia sent some nukes to Ukraine?
Putin threatened to use his nuclear weapons, and he got Biden to not support Ukraine, so the Chinese have seen Western democracies intimidated, which means that China is probably going to make the worst possible outcomes increasingly likely.
You mentioned that when China decides to invade Taiwan, not if, but when China decides to invade Taiwan, it'll be a surprise of overwhelming force. And they'll also seek to destroy American and Japanese forces in Guam, possibly Hawaii. I mean, they're going to come after America, too.
Yes, Xi Jinping has been pushing the notion that the Chinese rulers not only have the mandate of heaven, but that heaven also actually compels them to do so. And that's another reason why the Chinese believe that they must destroy the United States, because we stand in the way of that ambition. Putin's ambition is to reassemble the Russian Empire. China's ambition is to rule the world. Those two are obviously inconsistent. But Putin and Xi Jinping, they're cooperating now in the here and now. Iran's leaders believe in a global caliphate, also inconsistent with the Chinese ambitions. But China and Iran are cooperating as well. And so they are working to help each other, which is the reason why Iran, China, and North Korea are actively supporting Russia's war against Ukraine.
Didn't North Korea just send 1,000 troops to Russia to train?
North Korea has about 10,000 combat troops in Ukraine. North Korea's been sending a lot of short-range ballistic missiles and artillery shells to Russia. Russia, for the last year, half the shells that it fired, they got from North Korea.
Something you mentioned that I wasn't aware of was that the Chinese mindset has this idea of a mandate from heaven, or a mandate of heaven, to rule all under heaven. That means that it's a totalitarian system, a world sovereign state. China wants to make that China, right?
Well, since 2017, Chinese officials have been talking about the moon and Mars as sovereign Chinese territory. So these guys think that they not only should rule the world, they should rule the near parts of the solar system. And that means that these are the most ambitious aggressors in history. We don't listen to what they're saying, which means that the Chinese can do a lot of damage before these guys are stopped, if we can stop them.
Okay, well, the Chinese emperors have the mandate of heaven to rule all under heaven. Do they still go by the Chinese emperor? Do they still believe this?
Well, Xi Jinping has been pushing this notion. Chinese academics study this. So this is something that Xi Jinping is trying to impose. We got to listen to what these guys are saying, because they tell us exactly what they think. It's just that we refuse to believe it. So we've got a lot of people in Washington who say, well, we can cooperate with China in certain areas, even though we compete in others. No, you cannot cooperate with a regime that is trying to destroy you. And if you try that, it is going to end up very badly for us.
It's not just what they think, it's what they do. You mentioned Xi Jinping has committed the crimes of the century, causing COVID to spread to every corner of the planet, and they peddle fentanyl around the world, and they kill a lot of Americans that way. Chinese officials lied about the origins of COVID, that it was engineered or at least stored in a lab in Wuhan. Is that right?
Yes. I believe that the pathogen that causes COVID-19 escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but this looks like an engineered pathogen. Once this disease got out into the Chinese population, then Xi Jinping wanted to spread it beyond China's borders. He had to have known that SARS-CoV-2 was highly transmissible human to human, but he told the world it was not. So while Xi Jinping was locking down his own country, he was pressuring others to take arrivals from China without travel restrictions or quarantines. You put those two things together, that Xi Jinping wanted to spread this disease beyond China's borders. That's 7 million people who have been killed from this disease outside China. That includes 1.2 million Americans. And we should be treating Xi Jinping as a murderer because he killed 1.2 million Americans with COVID. You mentioned fentanyl. Fentanyl is not just some sort of result of Chinese criminal activity. This is directed from the top of the Chinese political system. Every container that leaves China is inspected by officials. The fentanyl gangs launder their proceeds through the Chinese state banking system. Some of the fentanyl producers are state-owned. Chinese-owned TikTok, which Beijing uses to propagate its narratives, it promotes illicit drug use in the U.S. They clearly want to kill Americans, and they're successful at it. Some 70 to 75,000 Americans each year die from doses of illicit Chinese fentanyl. And we do not treat these as murders, as we should.
Well, a lot of people blame it on the Mexican cartel, but like you said, China is in cahoots with these people that make the fentanyl over there in China, and they use the banking system, and China apparently is under surveillance. The people, what, have one camera for every two people?
Yeah, the large fentanyl gangs in China, they're well organized, they're international in scope. They couldn't operate in China's near-total surveillance state without the knowledge of the Communist Party, which means they can't operate without the approval of the Communist Party. And your point about surveillance, there are about 700 million surveillance cameras in China, and that is one for every two people. China uses 1.69 billion cell phones to track people. So it is a near-total surveillance state. So this is digital totalitarianism, and that means these fentanyl gangs are operating with the approval and knowledge of the Communist Party.
Whoa. Yeah, that's amazing. Even the taxis have installed cameras, so they have cameras everywhere, and they can track anybody in China. But you mentioned this fentanyl. What is 75,000 people that died in America, the deadliest drug epidemic in U.S. history?
That's each year. That's 70 to 75,000 Americans each year die from doses of illicit Chinese fentanyl. We should be treating them as being murdered, but we don't. So the Chinese continue this. This is our country. Why do we permit this? We should be imposing costs on China. We can go after the Communist Party itself. We can go after trade. There are so many things that China needs from the United States that we can deny them. And we don't do them. This is a failure of the American political system to understand the attack on us.
Boy, that's well put. China's rulers believe that the USA is merely one of Chinese colonial possessions. Therefore, America's power stands in the way of China's goals. So the elimination of America's sovereignty has got to be one of their top priorities. That means America's mere existence is a direct threat to communist rule. That's pretty profound.
Yes, well, we Americans fundamentally do not understand the maliciousness of China's assault on our society. And because of that, we can lose our country because we're not defending ourselves with the vigor and the urgency that is required.
Who is going to quit going to Walmart? It would cause a lot of pain. Oh, no, if we really did try to sever ties from China. Manufacturing companies, everything is in China.
Yes. Ultimately, the question is, do we want to remain a free society or do we want to become a Chinese colony? If we had a president who was thinking about incentives that the federal government can provide to get American business out of China, and he'd be thinking of prohibitions that he could enact. So they're perfectly happy to feed a war machine that is being configured in China to kill us. And the question at stake here is the survival of the United States. Trump, throughout this campaign, has talked about imposing tariffs on China. He talked about at least a 60% tariff, and that would drastically change commerce. Yes, there would be some disruptions in the beginning as he imposed those tariffs, but we could easily make those adjustments because factories would move.
Think about this Chinese spy balloon that surveyed America's top military sites, showing how naive American leaders are, because it showed the Minuteman III intercontinental missiles, showing China is really preparing for nuclear war with America. It's amazing.
It is. That spy balloon flew over Maelstrom, F.E. Warren, and Minot Air Force bases, where we have all of our Minuteman III missiles. That's our entire land-based nuclear deterrent. It flew close to Offutt Air Force Base, the home to U.S. Strategic Command, which controls all of our country's nuclear weapons. It's clear what they were doing. They were preparing us for nuclear weapon strikes, obviously espionage, and maybe even disruption of our military.
You think about it, 50 years ago when Nixon introduced China to the world, China was like a Stone Age culture. Now look at their military is equal, if not greater than America's in that short period of time. You have to wonder, how did China get all these military and technological secrets? You think about the population of China. What is it, a billion and a half people? And what do they have, a 200 million man army? I'm not sure. Do you know how many?
It's 1.4 billion people, and their army is a couple million. But it's the world's largest, by far. But this is a communist society, which means it's not like China has the same distinctions as we have, civilian versus military. When China wants, everyone is going to be mobilized, which China is mobilizing civilians right now to go to war. So we have to start thinking in different terms, because it is a totalitarian society. It operates very differently. Everyone must obey the Communist Party.
When you were over there, what did you notice opposed to how it is now?
I spent 10 years in Hong Kong. It was a very different China then. China was not what people thought it was. When my wife and I first arrived, I can remember her getting on the phone and saying, "Mom, China's not communist anymore." I was practicing law, and that's what my clients were saying. But as we lived there, worked there, traveled around the country, spoke to people, we saw that it really was communist. And it was a far weaker society and a far more dangerous society than it we first thought when we arrived in 1996. But now it's clear Xi Jinping is moving in all the wrong directions.
Okay, Gordon Cheng, by way of conclusion, you said it's time America stopped supplying China with the money and technology to kill Americans.
When history looks back at us Americans, they'll say, how could you have fed the Chinese war machine with your money and technology and investment? China cannot afford to attack us without our money, our technology, and our investment. Strategically, this is wrong. And of course, morally, this is wrong. So we have to sever those links, because China uses every point of contact with the United States to take down our country. We have to understand what it's doing, and we have to sever those links if we are going to remain independent and free and sovereign.
You did mention TikTok, and it's a powerful tool of national subversion and indoctrination. And I just think of all the young people that are hooked on TikTok, and with using the powerful AI, then it causes them to be addicted. What would happen if we just said no more TikTok in this country?
Well, we've tried that. Fortunately, there is a law that requires a sale of TikTok or its withdrawal from the U.S. We are on a path to removing TikTok from the U.S., which we absolutely have to do, because TikTok has violated every pledge it's made about data security. China has been using the data and stealing it. They did that in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, supporting and disseminating Russian disinformation. They did this with Hamas. The videos on Hamas in TikTok, 96.5% of them support the terrorist group. TikTok promotes illicit drug use in the United States. This is a national security threat to us. And the fact that we haven't dealt with it is, to me, inexplicable.
The other thing we didn't touch on was what they do to Christians, Chinese Christians in China. Do they really put them in labor camps?
They do. The Communist Party is atheistic. Leaders of China have had various approaches to Christians. None of them have been friendly. And Xi Jinping is absolutely determined to eliminate religion from China. And so he has persecuted Christians of faith in China.
Well, why your title, Plan Red?
Because red for communism, it is Plan Red. Because they do have a plan, they are red, and they intend to destroy our society.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gordon. You're just a delight. I mean, you just know so much. And are you really, really worried about China taking over the world?
I am. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you. So thank you.
Gordon Cheng is the author of several books, including Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Gordon Cheng asked, do we want to continue being a free society or become just a Chinese colony?
In many ways, we are like a colony of China, dependent on them to supply our food, our medicine, clothes, and just about everything sold at Walmart.
That's right. So what's the solution? As Gordon Cheng said, to stop giving China the money, technology, and means to destroy us. That means to institute tariffs on Chinese products to allow American businesses not to just compete with China, but allow manufacturing to come back to America to employ American workers, to supply us with our products here in America. We need to kick the China habit, kick the Chinese dependence, and become an independent nation once again, one nation under God.
Amen. If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1914, USA versus China. That's number 1914, USA versus China. You can order a CD copy of this program or download a podcast from our website at issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. Or for a CD, please call us at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000 from Revelation 11 verse 15. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.